Unfortunately, that is the situation. They've refused permission. I suppose I held the first meeting to do with the development, the construction of the footpath cycle track between Kerrygart and Downies back in 2011. And we've been working on it since. And we've had, I suppose, we only discovered there in the last late 2015, early 2016, that this application had to go to an Bord Pleanála. Initially, we thought that it could have gone through Part 8 planning and within Donegal County Council, and we'd gone through the public consultation period there as well, and it was due to go to I think it was the January meeting of 2016 for approval, and all of a sudden we discovered that it couldn't go to Donegal County Council, it had to go to Bord Pleanála. And that, look, it raised its own problems because there's a lot of cost involved, and in fairness, Donegal County Council stepped up to the mark and funded the application. But we were so looking forward to planning being granted. In fact, Donegal County Council were about to submit an application for funding to the department. And this bombshell hit us there just in the last few days that the application has been refused. And there's a few things within the reasons for being refused that really I can't understand where they're coming from. No, number one is they mention the Umla Stream and works that would have to be done to the bridge over the Umla Stream. The Umla Stream bridge was widened a number of years ago. At that particular time, the stream had to be redirected for a period of time until the bridge was widened. The bridge was dangerous, and in the interest of road safety, Donegal County Council done a very good job on it. But again, in the interest of road safety, our 2.6-kilometre walkway stroke cycle track from the entrance to the Rosapenna Golf Pavilion to the junction at the Kerrygart Road would have been of real benefit to our community. There's a lot of, even there today now, I just drove that road there in the last couple of hours. I think I met four people cycling, and I think I met six people walking on that stretch of road. Like there's a section of footpath that leaves Downings, say at the GAA pitch, and comes out to the Rosapenna Hotel, which is excellent. You know, it's there for as a road safety measure and for the public to use it. And all of a sudden now, we've been told because of European sites and Shephaven Bay SEC and Mulroy Bay SEC, that the board have said that they are precluded from approving the proposed development. To me, to be honest, it is totally ridiculous. And over the last couple of days, since it became public knowledge, the public and the area have been very disappointed, very annoyed. My phone hasn't stopped. It's just continuous people asking, why did this happen? What do we do next? What do we do now? I suppose I have been speaking to a number of officials in Donegal County Council over the last few days about it, and what they are doing at this moment in time, they are reviewing the report, which is 26 pages long. And I think if you read the first 23 pages of it, you would think that they were going to grant permission. And all of a sudden, you're just dropped on it. And where we go from here, we don't really know at the moment. We don't know whether Donegal County Council can appeal or whether we have to start all over again. But I can assure you that we will start all over again if it is necessary. But I'd be hoping that maybe there might be a mechanism whereby if the board needed further information, that maybe we could still resurrect that and get it to them.